the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day programming. Upcoming events in this hour.
Yes, include.
Include conversation about important things.
So far, so good.
Yes.
I thought we were doing silence this hour.
There's a new gun on its way from Japan. We'll talk about that. It's called the silence gun.
No, it's a siren gun.
Sirens, yes, right. That's right. Thank you, Roberta. There's a new roller coaster also on its way.
Roberta.
We're doing news of the world. Here's the story of little Johnny. Came downstairs bellowing loudly. His mother said to him, "What's the matter with you, Johnny?" "Daddy was hanging pictures and just hit his thumb with a hammer," said Johnny through all of his tears. That's not so serious, mother said. "I know you're upset, but a big boy like you shouldn't cry at something like that. Why didn't you just laugh?" Johnny said, "I did."
Aww.
Got it?
Sometimes you hit them and sometimes you don't.
I liked it.
Is that a critical comment on that?
Just an observation.
One of the great things about doing this, Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and I appreciate your input. Jennifer's following a lot of you, and you're following a lot of us with things from Facebook. And yesterday I did a, I went off on, some would suggest that it was a rant. I do not think it was a rant. I was upset. And therefore, I was animated. And so the feedback to Doug at DougSteffen.com about this, that's what I judge. Jennifer keeps me up to date on what's on Facebook. And Richie's always kind of keeping his fingers on the pulse as well. Roberta's kind of out to lunch when it comes to some of this stuff.
I'm just logging into Pinterest now.
Yeah. Huh. Let's explain that, too. What is there about Pinterest?
As I figure it out, I'll let you know.
I know you're joining it, and a lot of people are suggesting that it would be a good thing. It's a good business thing, apparently.
It's just like anything else. At first, you don't get it.
Yeah.
But really what it is, it's a pinboard of photos about things that interest you. Mm-hmm. Pinterest.
Yeah.
And
you make different pin boards with different categories. For example, I have one that's called Music That Grooves Me. Mm-hmm. Another one is called Cars and Guitars. Another one is called Craft Beers and Wine. Another one is called Bikes, Mountain Bikes. So those are the things that so far in the couple of weeks that I've been on that I find pictures of that interest me. And then other people have boards, and then they add pictures to those boards, and you see something you like and you're interested, and then you follow that person, you follow their board, you trade pictures, and you start to get interested in other people because you have the same interests or they're interested in something that you are. But really what this is it's a connecting tool. It's something that you go, "Oh, hey, nice to meet you. By the way, here I am on Facebook and or Twitter. Let's connect there, too."
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a tool that gets you to engage further on the other sites. But it's kind of interesting. I'm just kind of figuring it out.
Yeah.
So
the reason that I'm talking about some of the ways you connect.
By the way, that's Rich McFadden on Twitter, on Pinterest, and Facebook.
Sure. It's at Rich McFadden, right?
Isn't that Twitter would be at Rich McFadden. Pinterest would just be Rich McFadden.
And I would be at Good Day Show, if you wanted me, on Twitter.
Correct.
Got it? So the reason I brought this up is because yesterday I was very animated, and some of you may or may not have heard this conversation about the non-citizens, the veterans who have served in uniform, and how I went off the deep end about what's happening to some of them. Can you believe this? If you haven't, this is somebody, this woman named Marilyn listening said, are you sure the story is right? Is basically the question she's asking me. And yes, I am sure. In fact, the Los Angeles Times is following this with almost daily updates of what started out to be a story of two brothers who served in Vietnam, who are now on the border every day in their uniforms, with a big sign that says, "Stop our deportation." These people, Manuel and Valente Valenzuela, are military veterans. Both got crosses because they were wounded in Vietnam. They're in their 60s. They have lived in this country since they were 6 years old. They came here, their parents brought them here, and they were illegal. And they grew up going to school in San Diego. And then when they get out of high school, They signed up for the military. They went to Vietnam. They were both shot in Vietnam, wounded in Vietnam. They served 4 years. They came back. They went into the, you know, what all the other illegals do, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Now, you can say, well, you're being inconsistent, Doug. You're being a hypocrite. I have made it very clear all through this debate and discussion that if you put on a uniform and you serve this country and you put yourself in harm's way, you've paid, you've got a ticket. You have paid the price of entry.
I'm down with that.
So if you have, you got to maybe learn whatever it is that people have to learn, all of the usual stuff, the, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance. That is good, fine. These guys have put themselves on the line. How can we even condone? How can anyone who supposedly works for the government of the United States, how can this be something that is treated so blindly, so poorly? I would think if I were in a circumstance to be, and maybe I will be at some point, in one of these town hall meetings with these people running for the president, this would be the first question, and I'd keep grilling and drilling with them until they made a commitment that said, nobody who puts on a uniform that serves in the United States military and is not a citizen when he or she signs up, he has to go through any of the normal, the usual rigor. They automatically become citizens upon their honorary discharge from the service. End of story. And the fact that we have this, I told you a story about another fellow. I think he's a Russian. I remember that story yesterday. But this is a growing trend. These people, they can't. How is it you can't go to Home Depot? You want to deport people? Go to the GD Home Depot and fill up a bus, for God's sakes. You're going to send people, you're going to deport people who have served this country. I don't want to be in a country that does that. Is that a dramatic statement? I don't like my country when it does stuff like that. I don't like it. It's not right. You can't justify this by any means. There isn't one thing anybody could say that has an ounce of credibility that suggests that these people who have put on a uniform for this country ought to be deported after they serve in the military for 4 years. Deport them? What kind of a place are we living in that thinks that's okay to do? And the people who are actually in governmental jobs, I'm just doing my job, you moron. It just, there's nothing about this that signals or signifies fair play, decency, intelligence, anything.
Well, hey, listen, once we have people at the level that this guy's at bucking the law because he doesn't think it's right, we have a problem.
No, he's not bucking the law. He just, apparently,
he's doing
these guys,
what he's,
no, he's got these guys
legally required to do.
What are you talking about? The guy who's deporting these people?
You just made the statement, I'm just doing my job.
Okay, so do your job at the Home Depot. Why aren't you down at the Home Depot with a bus loading up all those people that are there? There isn't one of them that's legal.
I would ask, how did these people come to his attention? Why is it that that these people are on his radar? What happened that these guys are in the process of being deported?
Someone found immigration authorities said veterans who come under scrutiny, most of them green card holders, are treated differently and have been treated more leniently over the years than regular illegal immigrants. So, Richie, these people have been on the radar screen for a long time, apparently.
Your bottom line is we need to change the laws.
Well, here's what happened. The people who are trying to save these people acknowledge that the authorities have beefed up their deportation enforcement program, expanded the category of crimes that make people eligible for deportation. The offenses range from murder and weapons charges to nonviolent misdemeanor arrests such as drunk driving and shoplifting. These two guys apparently have some kind of criminal record, a misdemeanor. One guy, one of the brothers, was arrested for disorderly conduct. The other one was arrested on charges of domestic violence.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's
how
they
came
on the radar.
Right.
Okay.
Now, do I like that? No, I don't like that. But what I like less is the fact that these guys are being deported after they've served the country. Let them go through the system like anybody else who's charged with abusing his or her spouse, or, you know, if you drive drunk down the road, whatever it is. I just think there's something different about people that put on a uniform, and that's what I'm trying to impress upon people here. That's how I see it. Welcome to the conversation, 800-510-8255. Later in the hour, Richie's going to help us understand something that he's pretty concerned about, and I understand his concern. You know, I told you last week about seeing the movie In Time, where the currency was hours and minutes and days and months and years. In the future, this society traded everything. You bought food with hours on your life. You bought a car with hours on your life. That's the story in the book. Now we have Facebook and its own so-called virtual currency. Will the Facebook credit system change the way? Are they powerful enough to change the way we pay for things and do business?
Like the whole economy, right?
Coming up on a billion users if they all start using Facebook credits and stop using money to purchase things between each other. What does that do with the value of our money?
Yeah, pretty interesting question, isn't it? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, under the circumstances, we have plenty of challenges to the value of our money anyway. So is this just another one of those things? Will Facebook be more powerful than governments? It's 19 after on Good Day.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergies stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should...
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Attention gardeners, if you love juicy, delicious tasting tomatoes, this could be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Growing Kits are now available for the 2012 growing season and are perfect for tomato lovers of all ages.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love, the best tasting tomatoes in the world. These are the old time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit.
Amish Paste, German Pink, Aunt Ruby's German Green, Tomato, Cherokee Purple, Gold Medal, Green Zebra, Hungarian Heart, Caspian Pink, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You get an old-time tomato growing manual, an old-time tomato seed starter, old-time tomato soil feeder, even an heirloom tomato greenhouse.
And the best part, the highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. Over 1,000 old-time heirloom tomato seeds, now just $29.97 plus shipping and handling. To order your old-time tomato heirloom growing kit, go to oldtimetomatoes.com. That's oldtimetomatoes.com. Or call 800-214-1474. That's 800-214-1474.
This one, first having it stuck in my ear. This is from last night's American Idol. As you may or may not know, if you're following Idol, they're down to 13 finalists. This really sounded, maybe I like it because it sounds like a little bebopish, Richie. Really?
No harm.
Yeah. I saw her wandering around the stage. I thought she was okay. What does it say that I'm the only one who watched any American Idol last night of the four of us?
It says that there's snow on the ground in Massachusetts yeah, right. And you were born.
Yeah. This is good.
I thought she was pretty, yeah, quite good.
You know what the song is, don't you, Doug?
Inform me if it's not what I think it is.
Who do you think originally did it?
Of that?
Yeah.
That Janis Joplin, I think. Didn't she? Who did it?
Oh, darling. Yeah. Please believe me.
Yeah, listening to this and listening to her, I think she did it.
Matt McCartney?
It's the Beatles.
How old is this song?
I wonder it's so good.
66. I think it's Rubber Soul or something.
Really?
Now let's play her again, because I... No
harm. Oh, darling.
Pretty good.
Please believe me.
I didn't remember that it was the McCartney version. Or they had done that. You're pretty good at digging that stuff out. So, I'm trying to look at the list here of people. Phillips of Leesburg, Georgia. Heejun Han of New York.
That guy's hysterical.
Skylar Lane from Brandon, Mississippi. Three of the finalists. Let's see here. Holly Kavanaugh, McKinney, Texas. Colton Dixon of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Jermaine Jones of Pine Hill, New Jersey. Joshua Ledet of Westlake, Louisiana. Shannon McGrain of Tampa, Florida. Jessica Sanchez of San Diego. And the teacher, Elise Testoni of Charleston, South Carolina. Huh. So this girl didn't make it, did she? I didn't just read her voice.
She's pretty good. Right.
I like this.
Jen Hirsch. I don't see her name on the list. Huh?
And she has a beautiful name.
All right, Richie. She's a wild card. Performer, play the judge's reaction to that. The next cut, 226.
Jen, we were just commenting. We like when you guys come out and sing for your life. That's when you start pouring it all out. You started it kind of slow, and you went for the gusto. I think it was a good performance. I think you showed the reason that you're here with those big old pipes and everything. You know what I mean? With the big vocals. I mean, I love that. We'll have to see how we fare after this, after the other sing. But, I mean, that was good.
You went for it.
That was good. You went for it.
I don't see your name on the list here.
She probably didn't make it. She was singing for her life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing.
If she didn't make it, what does that say about the rest of the talent? Because she's
my wife.
I mean, the best one I've heard so far this year. Yeah.
And she says there's a lot of talent on there this year.
You couldn't prove it by what you heard up to now, but I thought she was pretty good.
Wow. Once you get down to the final 24, that's when they weed out all the trash.
Huh. All right. American Idol on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees auto pay and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You know how to tell if a man is serious about the work he does with his hands? Look at his feet. If he stands in a pair of Red Wing boots, that means he stands for something. He cares about the work he does and the crew he works with. He works with his brains as much as his brawn. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program coming up, a discussion of Facebook and the so-called virtual currency it is trading in. Also, the new gun from Japan called the silent gun, or what do you call it, Roberta? The sirens?
Sirens gun.
Sirens gun, yeah. All right. The 2020 news quiz has to do with James and Marjorie Landis of Westmont, Pennsylvania. You have, we normally do 2020, I'm a little late with this, but you still have 6 minutes to figure it out between now and 20 before the hour. The story of James and Marjorie Landis of Westmont, Pennsylvania. Why are they in the news today? James and Marjorie Landis of Westmont, Pennsylvania. What do you know about them? What have you heard about them? Or what can you find out about them? Why are we talking about them today? James and Marjorie Landis of Westmont, Pennsylvania. What makes them special? 800-510-8255 for a swell Doug Steffen prize. 800-510-TALK. Always the way to be in touch. Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can follow us on Facebook at the Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. All kinds of ways of facing the music, if you will. And that brings us around to trying to understand how Facebook is using its power to, in essence, create a different kind. I don't know if wealth is the right way of referring to this, Richie.
It's like a microcurrency.
The credits. How does that credit system work if you're using this, your iTunes, PayPal?
Wired Magazine had an article last month after Facebook had to make all of their records public. Before the IPO.
Yeah.
And what they found out was that 12% of Facebook's income comes from credits used on Facebook to exchange goods and services between users. Most of these credits are attached to the games that Zynga has, the gangster game or Farmville.
So how does it work? Give us an example of how it works.
Well, I play Farmville, you play Farmville, you have something I need for my farm, I pay you in credits.
And
we buy it. So that's a simplified example of how it works. But when
it's
you're talking about...
It's just a game.
But it's just a game. But $1.85 billion in virtual goods were sold on Facebook last year.
What? Like what?
Just what we were talking about.
But
virtual goods.
Fake strawberries.
Fake strawberries.
You have a cow. I need a cow for my virtual farm. Your cow
but you're not actually buying a cow. We're not giving you a cow. They're just part of the game.
Well,
so why is that worth any money?
It's part of the game, but then what happens to this currency is it becomes real money. I want to pay to play this game, and I want to buy more of this so that I can have a bigger plot of land. Okay, so I pay $20 to Facebook, and now I have so many credits.
You got to be out of your mind.
Okay, and all this converts into real money. A year or so ago, a guy who's some real tech geek was talking to me about digital money.
Uh-huh.
And he told me this whole story about how digital money will eventually grow and paper money will go away, and
okay.
there will be all kinds of forms of digital money.
So this is just a sort of a training ground for that. I was talking about the movie In Time and how they use time as credit and currency. So this is Facebook money.
But
it's like Monopoly money.
Here's the thing, though. Once everything becomes digital, how much money, how much cash do you carry around in your pocket? All of our money is almost digital now, right? Mm-hmm. You don't carry, you know, 20, 40 bucks, something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So all of our, so what's the difference if I need something from your farm and I pay you on something that's a value of you that happens to be digital and is not American currency?
I would prefer the barter system to the cash system. I would like to trade
it's
a cow for a truck.
It's the barter
that
system.
That sort of thing.
It's just digital.
Going back to the old, that's how people, when human existence first was recognizable, people were exchanging things for things.
Right.
I need a new outfit. Okay, I'm going to go kill that animal, and I'm going to eat the meat, but I'm going to give you the coat so you can make me...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they started using rocks for currency, and then it grew from there. Well, the next phase of this is it's all digital. Currency will go away. We will tap our phones up against something, and it will, you know, look at Google Wallet. Mm-hmm. Look at PayPal. Amazon. I mean, there's no actual currency. There's currency that passes hands. So at what point does all this kind of get watered down to where something as big as Facebook, they are the first ones that I see that really has the power to say, okay, we're going to take our Facebooks.
All right, so this is the New World Order. This is the United Nations that everybody worries about.
I don't think it's united. I think it's fractured.
Well,
I think you're going to have all of these different kinds of currency that are not underworld currencies, but, you know, where their value, and they devalue the world currencies.
Will the mafia want to be involved in this?
I would imagine, yeah.
I wonder if they already are.
Hmm.
How about that for food for thought? Mm-hmm. Comments? 800.
Give you some fake strawberries.
510.
If you off my cousin.
8255. Comments to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow the thread at Facebook. All right, so what else are we doing at Facebook, Jen?
Oh, we've got lots of stuff up at Facebook, Doug. People are commenting on your articles that you posted yesterday about water and the importance of our water supply, where it's coming from. Then we also have a nice article up there about raw milk, which is big, and people are commenting on that as well.
Today's the day for this guy, Vernon Hershberger, to go to court. Remember, we've been following this all week. He and his fight against the food police. He and others want food sovereignty. Wisconsin dairy farmer up for 3 years in jail. He was but he was set up. And he's got a private buying club. The people own the cows. He milks the cows. He gives them back their milk. This is private, peaceful, mutual consent for a provision of food. Why is that wrong? It's only wrong because the government says it's wrong, not because people say it's wrong. They want the choice. So what is the government overreaching, bureaucrats overreaching beyond what the control mechanisms have been set forth by Congress? A clear violation of freedoms. Anyway, it's something to watch.
The other thing, my favorite up there, is the picture of the winter that Doug brought back to the East Coast. And people are getting a kick out of that. And they're saying, maybe you should leave town again because they didn't miss the snow until you got there.
Sunday, I leave town, yes. And I won't be back
so it'll be nice and
until
warm.
After the first of spring. That's for sure. Randy is in Iron Range, Minnesota. Hi, Randy.
Good morning.
Speaking of the weather, how much snow you got on the ground there?
Well, we've got about a foot left on the ground.
A foot left. So, you didn't get much snow the other day. It sort of went under you, right?
Yeah, absolutely correct. We got absolutely nothing. We were hoping for some, but got none.
None. You're hoping for some. Okay, we'll send you some of this.
Yeah, you can have mine.
Yeah. All right, so what's the story of James and Marjorie Landis of Westmont, Pennsylvania?
My understanding, I think they were the couple that were engaged for 15 years, and then at the age of 98, I believe he was, and she was 93, they got married.
No, that was another couple. That's a good guess, though. That was a story earlier this week. It is not the; those are not the same people, but there was a story that we were, I think, talking about. I don't remember if it was early this week or late last week, of people, yeah, that were engaged for a long time, finally got married when they were in their 90s, and I think I said, why bother, and somebody threw something at me. So I remember that. Good try, though, Randy. Thank you for calling and listening. 800-510-8255. Brenda's in Mount Vernon, WMVO. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
So what's the story of Mr. and Mrs. Landis?
They were married for 65 years old, and they were soulmates.
Yeah.
And they died. She passed away from a long illness, and then he died 88 minutes later from a heart attack.
Right.
Wow.
They are both. So she was 87, and he was 89. She died of an illness, and the husband was at his wife's side. She died, and then about an hour and a half later, the last thing the daughter heard was, "It's okay. I love you. We had many good years together. I'll see you real soon."
Yeah.
And this is
why is it sad?
It's adorable and sweet.
It is kind of
beautiful.
It's sad because of the way it's presented, but I think you're right. We were talking about this with regard
nothing
to David Jones and what Michael Nesmith said. No.
They lived a long, great, wonderful life together, and now they'll be together wherever they are.
Yeah, right. They didn't want to be apart from one another. Sure. Never were. There wasn't a day in their lives that they weren't together. The 65 years they were married. Married 1946 after meeting at a dance. And the daughter said he just died of a broken heart. They couldn't have lived apart from one another. So
very cute.
Yeah.
Aww.
Isn't it, though?
Nothing wrong with that at
good
all.
Good story. All right, Brenda, thank you. Hold on just a second.
Thank you.
And we'll take good care of you. Appreciate your listening. Lots of nice friends in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Here are here's somebody who said, here's Nancy who says, holy cow. In 1 year, people paid $500 million for something that doesn't exist when your computer is off. here's Hudson says, not if it's an Apple, even turned off, it shows all who view it that I am superior in every way simply by the fact that
boy.
I possess it.
Interesting.
This is spooky stuff here. Julian says $500 million is Facebook's cut. People actually paid $1.85 billion for stuff that's not there. See, that's what I'm trying to wrap myself around. I don't get the fact that the people are paying for something that's not really this.
Well,
like, it's like advertising on the radio. You can't touch that.
Right. Yeah. But it's an activity. They're paying for an activity. If you go, ride the merry-go-round, it's an activity, and you pay $3 or something like that. It's an activity. It's something you did. This is no different. They're just doing it at a computer, and they're paying for the time and space that they occupy.
Speaking of time, you know how valuable your time is? How important it is to use every single minute of your life wisely? So why the heck do you waste your time going to the post office?
Yeah.
You got to find a parking space. In Santa Monica, it's impossible to find a place to park your car. Then you go inside and you deal with these people. Half of them can't speak English. And why would you do that? You don't have to do that.
Here we go again.
When you can get... No, I calmed it down a little bit.
Stop it.
When you can get postage the instant you need it, right at your desk with Stamps.com. Stamps.com. You buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. It is so easy, so quick, so neat. Who needs wasting time in line? I told you my story being in New York the other day. Good heavens. You get your letters and packages ready for the postman the instant you need to, and then the postman comes by and picks up what you're mailing. You never have to go to the post office again. Never, 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 never. We love Stamps.com at Doug Steffen's Good Day program. And here's how you can enjoy and love it as well. Go online right now while you're thinking about it to Stamps.com. They have a special offer for the people listening to the Good Day program. It's actually a no-risk trial. You will get $110 in bonus goodies, including a digital scale. You got to weigh the letter, the package you said you're sending out. $55 in free postage, but you got to use my name in the promo box. Click on Radio Microphone and you go to stamps.com. Radio Microphone at the top of the homepage. Just type in D-O-U-G Doug. Stamps.com. Save the money. No risk to you. Great for small business people. Stamps.com. Enter Doug.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, Roberta, what's going on? The Queen of Cheap Bucks got a lot of outstanding values, and you've had one consistently now for the last few weeks.
Right. We have Freebie Friday going on the Queen of Cheap Box, so check in there for all sorts of free stuff. And we've also got a website called Viatacost.com that we're telling everybody about. Not free, but, man, incredible discounts. You can get stuff like better household essentials, health and beauty aids, vitamin supplements, even natural and organic foods, Doug, all at up to 50% off. And if you buy $49 worth of stuff, which isn't hard to do, you can get free shipping to your door. So you don't have to leave your house. You can get lots of bargains. You can get free shipping delivered right to your place there. You don't have to haul stuff around, and you just do it by clicking on Viatacost.com. Viatacost.com. It's an easy way to go to healthy living and save money and save time, Doug.
All right, a couple of items at DougSteffen.com beside the Queen of Cheap Box. Phil Lempert has a lot of information on buying and using vegetable oils from the supermarket. You want to check that out. Plus, our video of the day today is pretty important video, especially for anybody who takes pictures with your smartphone and then you post them online. I think that's all I can give you. There are all kinds of privacy risks here. This is once again...
You're talking about GPS being able to identify where you're at.
Yep, just a reboot of the Google stuff.
Yeah, you can turn that off.
You're being tracked, watched. Well, but if you send a... You take a picture and you send it, and then people are going to be able to find out all kinds of things about you.
That would be no different than if you make a call. You have to watch this so that you know how to deactivate it.
That's a very good way of putting it. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Deactivate it. Okay. New gun. Story at DougSteffen.com. Called the Silence Gun. Uses sound waves. This is pretty cool, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about this. Sound waves. It's a strange weapon of the future, so they say. It quietly gets you, in a sense. It fools your brain, prevents you from speaking. The sound waves stop people from talking. That's why it's called the Silence Gun. I'm going to use it on Roberta with regularity. The Silence Gun.
I can see husbands running out to buy this.
Yep. I know. I'd like to try it at work, if you don't mind.
Yeah. And there's also a pretty interesting story about a winged roller coaster called The Swarm that is going to be debuting in London. Only problem is, when they test it with crash test dummies, the dummies finish the ride missing their arms and legs.
details.
Yeah. 51 after on Good Day.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer, is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Glory by John Bon Jovi. Man, he's everywhere.
It's his birthday.
Commercials. That is his birthday. I'm talking about he's doing a lot of commercials. He does the Anderson commercials now. He's been very visible, I think, and seems to want to do more acting. He was in that movie with Hegel.
U571? Oh, the new movie.
Yeah.
What was that?
He was great.
He was in New Year's Eve, Doug.
He was, yeah. He was in New Year's Eve, too. Yeah, right. Yep. All right, anyway. So, Blaze of Glory, John Bon Jovi. That was the movie. It was, yeah.
I was thinking about him the other day.
He got slapped in the face by Katherine Heigl.
Right.
How amazing it is that a guy who comes out of Jersey as an 80s rock, heavy rock band ends up reinventing himself to be the mega guy. Owns an indoor football team in New Jersey or Philadelphia. He's acts. He's got all these products out there. I mean, NBC basically is his partner on all this stuff. He's done a great job.
Yeah, smart guy. Anyway, Blaze of Glory came from the movie Young Guns 2. John Bon Jovi is 50 today. Happy birthday to him. We have our contest.
You have to say he's aged pretty well for a rock star.
Yeah,
he doesn't seem to have lived as hard as other people, though.
Yeah. All right, so we have movie news, actually mostly a preview of the movies coming out this weekend from Chuck Curry, our movie man. Our contest here is a this is not right. I'm just looking at this. I think there's a little bit of a problem here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got to admit, the suspense is killing me.
Well, now I have to hear the cut.
So, yeah, but all right, go ahead and play the cut. But I think this is information that's correct.
I have no honor left. You stripped it from me. Whatever is left of me. Whatever is left of me. Whatever I am, I'm yours.
What was the first Bond movie that he did, Daniel Craig? Anybody remember?
The name of the movie?
Yeah.
I don't remember the title of it.
We never remember the names of most of the James Bond movies. But this attributes Casino Royale, unless there were two of them.
No, that was the first one.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, it was.
He did two. That and Quantum of Solace is the second one.
Is that why you thought this was wrong?
Well,
because
Casino,
it was Casino Royale?
Yeah, because of the...
So you just gave away the contest.
I did.
Okay.
So congratulations to me. I win the prize.
But now that you say it, yes, that is what it was.
I just couldn't remember the name. For some reason or another, it didn't compute with me. Certainly remember seeing the movie and the attractive woman that was at the end kind of dispatched. Wasn't she, Chucker? His girlfriend...
Yeah,
that was the subject of the second movie, Getting Vengeance,
right.
For the... Right, okay. All right, so they're filming the third installment with him as star as we speak, I believe, are they not?
They are. You are correct. They are.
I am correct. See, all right, look at all this stuff. I'm correct. Friday, March 2nd, we start a weekend. Chucker will have the new movies coming out this weekend and a preview thereof or for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you're having trouble finding the time to scoop your cat's litter box every day, you're not alone. A recent study revealed nearly two-thirds of cat owners admit that when they arrive home late, scooping the litter box will have to wait until the next day. In addition, 84% worry about unpleasant odor, and approximately half use scented candles and air fresheners in an attempt to mask litter box smells. But there are ways to keep your cat's litter box fresh. Avoid unwanted odors in your home and make sure your cat is happy. New Arm & Hammer Ultra Last Clumpy Cat Litter provides long-lasting odor control even when you can't scoop. Every granule is coated with Arm & Hammer baking soda. Plus, the formula has powerful odor destroyers to deliver extended odor control. It is available in a variety of sizes at leading retail outlets nationwide. With Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumping Cat Litter on hand, you'll know your cat is well cared for, happy and healthy. For more info, visit ultralastlitter.com.
Meow.
Chucker's brought to you by Kitty Litter.
I know. I love Kitty Litter.
All right, so Chucker, what's happening this weekend?
Two big films, well, two movies open up nationwide. The animated Dr. Seuss movie, The Lorax, with the voices of Danny DeVito and Zac Efron, expected to land in the number one spot. I would say about 20-25% of all box office now is these animated films. I don't see that changing anytime soon. Also opening is a high-profile teen sex comedy, Project X. Looks like we shot on steroids, if you've seen the trailer.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Some of the highbrow critics are calling the movie irresponsible.
It's stupid.
And immoral.
Yeah.
One other bit of news. Good news for Lionsgate Films. Their movie, The Hunger Games, which opens in 3 weeks, tracking through the roof. Most expecting a $70 million plus opening weekend, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it looks scary, though. Isn't that scary? It kind of eat people and stuff?
I wouldn't say scary.
Yeah, but they eat people, right?
Actually, the concept's probably been done.
It sounds like The Running Man, actually.
Yeah, something like Logan's Run.
Intro.